Savage Butcher Murderer strikes again. This is on news. April 3rd, 2008. The small town of London in southeast England, excluding name, area, currency, country, monarchy and government, the town is of no relation to the capital city of the United Kingdom, has today been rocked by a further two murders. This brings the total murders in the town to 8 in the last 4 days. Police are now certain that all these murders are linked and are looking for eyewitness information and leads. They released a statement earlier today. "We believe that one murderer is responsible for all 8 deaths. We have no description at present of this murderer, but have established that each of the 8 victims were killed with a butter knife. If there are any eyewitnesses out there, or anyone who has any information, please come forward. This ruthless, unoriginal murderer must be stopped, but if you see him or her, do not approach, as he or she is believed to be armed and mildly humorous." The inhabitants of London are now trying to work out just what's happened to them. There's a triple police presence with Bob, Tom and Davy prowling around town, but people are still nervous. One local farmer told us of his fears and how the town seemed to be falling apart. "Me cows need a milking and the sheep need a shearing and me roof needs a fixing. But what with these murderers, it's all been a chaos and butter knife indeed. This cow here is called a Daisy, she's me pride and me life. She means everything to me. If this here murderer were to come a-walking down here, it could be a killing Daisy, you see? So I'm a-moving Daisy inside and a-moving my daughter out. See this person? He come here with the murder and he rips our community, you see? He's probably from bloody Poland." We interviewed most other members of the shaken community and quickly realised how little anyone, including us, cared about this town or the murders. What's more is we didn't want to care about the place and the people, because it was a disgusting, dirty hovel filled with horrible people. Even the hospitals don't care about this place, and if you ever dial the emergency services from the town, they just laugh at you and then put down. "Well, you see, I got home and discovered my family beating to death in pools of blood. It was quite a shocking experience. After my initial start had gone, I carefully took the cows out of my handbag and placed them in the back garden. Then I rang local carpet cleaners, but they weren't open as it was a Sunday. Then I dialed 999 and asked for an ambulance, and the woman at the other end just laughed at me and then hung up. She said she laughed so hard they almost died. They don't treat us right, I tell you." Thank you for listening to On News. This has been Hayden Vane. Good evening.